It is Teachers Appreciation Week, and we thought who better to talk to about why we appreciate teachers and the important role that they've played in our lives and quite frankly, in American history over the last couple hundred years than Dr. James Smith, the president of Eastern Michigan University, an institution well known for its storied history of educating educators. So welcome, Dr. Smith. Thanks for being here.
Patrick, thank you for having me.
And I know that as an educator yourself, you were not always an administrator. You were an educator first. You probably have a profound understanding of the importance of teaching. So why don't we start with that? What is the role and of teachers in our lives, you know, in your perspective, and why is this so important? Why should we appreciate educators?
Well, I think it sounds cliche, but I truly believe it's the case that public school teachers, private school teachers, teachers in charter schools change lives every day. You know, we work with everything from very, very young children to children that are nearing adulthood. You know, they're 17 years old as they're seniors. And every day we see a progression in life that's a change. And it's incredibly gratifying to be part of that process and to be part of the dialogue that goes on in an everyday classroom that those who haven't had that experience, they miss out on a lot of humor. They miss out on a lot of really pointed intellectual discussions that I had the privilege of working with fourth through eighth graders. And when you work with eighth grade students, they have opinions and they are, I think you have children that
yep, I have two eighth graders in my house.
You know that. Yeah. They have opinions and they read newspapers and they listen to the media and they ask probative questions. And that's really all part of the maturing of the young person into adulthood.
When you were thinking about the choice to come to Eastern Michigan University, when this opportunity became available to you, how important was it that Eastern did have this storied history? I mean, we are one of the oldest institutions, not only just in Michigan, but in the country, formed to educate those that will be educating our next generation.
Well, it was incredibly important. It's probably how I knew Eastern first. I had a long period of my career at Bowling Green State, so I knew Eastern from being part of the Mid-American Conference. But as a young teacher, I knew Eastern as a producer of thousands and thousands and thousands of teachers and principals and superintendents. So certainly very important to me. And then to have my tenure in that college in educational leadership and counseling to be still affiliated with a very historic, a very powerful history for Eastern Michigan was incredibly important to me.
And even in the normal college days, Eastern was known for being on the cutting edge of education. And one of the areas that we're very well known for is special education and the role that that plays in children's lives who are atypical or not neurotypical. Talk a little bit about, you know, what Eastern looks at this as an opportunity to help future educators today.
Well, I think we are still on that cutting edge. If you look at what we've done in the realm of autism education, we've done some things that other places are dreaming to do. And I think that as we develop more and more that reputation of being able to prepare special education teachers, we'll continue to ramp up that knowledge base, not only in Michigan, but throughout the Midwest and throughout the United States. Also, I think we have to face the fact that in the case of special education, there just aren't enough teachers out there. So the more that we're able to prepare, the better we're helping schools function day in and day out, and then ultimately the young man or young woman be able to function in the classroom.
We've seen some interest over the historically the last couple of decades decline in students that want to become teachers. You know, how imperative is it to you? You just mentioned there's a shortage of teachers to work through Eastern to try and encourage another generation of great educators.
Well, it's very important. It's not only important to me, it's important to school districts, it's important to communities. Most importantly, it's critical for parents. You know, as parents think of whether you have a special needs child or you have a child that's gifted or you have a child that's, what did Dave Letterman just say, the same old everyday C student, they want the very best in those classrooms, preparing their child for their future. And it is somewhat mind-boggling that we've lost that cachet in the marketplace. Teachers have never been paid particularly well. But in the 70s, when I became a teacher in the mid and late 70s, we always knew that we had good benefits. We had a route to retirement after usually 30 years of work, and that started to erode. So what is the attractiveness? It's hard work. Now, people will say it's only 9 months a year. Every year I taught in the summer.
Yeah.
So I taught summer school every year. You know, I we didn't make a lot of money, and I had an opportunity to teach summer school, so I took that opportunity. I don't think people understand that if we don't have the best and brightest in our classroom, how are we going to fill that skills gap? How are we going to prepare that person for the next step, whether it be vocational school, whether it be a community college or a university?
One last thought here. This is Teachers Appreciation Week, and obviously Eastern and Normal College before it have educated, as you said, thousands or tens of thousands of educators throughout Michigan, and obviously they've made their way all over the world, frankly. What would your message be to EMU alums as we look at why we appreciate teachers so much this week?
Well, the one thing I would say is first, thank you. Thank you for the work you do. I understand what it's like to grade papers until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And you say, did I really fairly grade that last essay in comparison to the first one? I was a lot fresher on the first one than I was on the last one. So first, a big thank you. Second, I would say that continue to share the optimism that you have about classrooms with young people. If we don't tell the story about being teachers, who will? Again, it's hard work. You go in every day, and some days you feel like you're beating your head against the wall and you're not making a lot of progress. And then there's that breakthrough moment. And when I was teaching at the university level, I would say, you know, I felt like months and months of work. And then all of a sudden there was this huge crescendo and things happened. You know, there was everything fit. And, I want to encourage young people to think about that as a career. And I'd also say that people that are mid-career and thinking of changing careers, you know, teaching is a fascinating part. I worked with a gentleman who had a long career working in industry. And he said, look, I just got tired of it. It was a grind. I didn't like to do it. So I became a teacher. And he said, I loved it. It was like a second career shift. We have people that are retiring with options. You know, they're in their 50s. We can retrain them, get them back out into the classroom. And I think that's an exciting element of tomorrow's classroom by being able to do that.
Dr. James Smith, president of Eastern Michigan University, thank you so much for coming by today to express your appreciation for teachers during National Teacher Appreciation Week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Patrick.